It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A proposed law that would have limited when law enforcement officers can take people to jail died at the state legislature Monday. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
This was an upset. The bill was expected to pass in the Democratic legislature. It would have prohibited law enforcement officers from arresting people for misdemeanors, with some exceptions. Instead, they would have had to issue a summons. It also would have required judges to let defendants out of jail on no-money bonds for certain crimes, including some low-level felonies. Proponents said it would have made the justice system more fair for poor people who commit nonviolent crimes. But opponents, including law enforcement, argued the bill went too far and would have harmed public safety. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Ski areas that operate on public lands pay a lot for that privilege. A bill in Congress wants to make sure that money goes back to those public lands. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Joe Neguse are teaming up with Republicans to sponsor the SHRED Act. The bill would allow funds generated from permitting fees that ski resorts pay to operate on public lands go to the National Forest Service rather than the U.S. Treasury. It also sets aside 25% of that money to help local outdoor recreation management. Bennett says the bill rightfully keeps funds where they are generated and helps local communities tackle their own priorities. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver International Airport may have found a new leader. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Phil Washington will take over next month, provided that City Council approves. Washington was head of RTD until 2015 when he left to run LA's Metro. Mayor Michael Hancock lured him back to Denver to take over the airport from Kim Day, who's retiring. It's a pivotal time for the airport. DIA is the state's single largest economic driver, but it's mired in a costly and controversial rebuild of the Great Hall. And coming out of the pandemic, it's unclear what the prospect for air travel is in the short term. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Metro Denver and much of the Front Range have highs in the 90s this afternoon, 92 in Denver, close to 100 in Pueblo late today, and sunny skies continuing and the warm weather continuing all the way through this week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.